It's time for high school basketball coverage right here on Kansaland Radio and MSCSports.net. We've got you covered from all the big shots, the defensive plays, and all-around hoops action right here on Kansaland Radio and MSCSports.net. Now we send it to the court for tonight's high school basketball action right here on Kansaland Radio.
It's the start of a new season here in Northeast Kansas and really across the state as the 2022-2023 basketball campaign is underway. And we got all the action for you here starting tonight in Troy as we got a TVL and Big 7 League showdown tonight as the Trojans of Troy getting set to host the Riverside Cyclones and our double dip here on KNZA 103.9. Good evening from Troy High School. Brandon Tammett alongside Trenton Craxter, Colin Fellkamp is in studio, and we got our season opener tonight here in high school hoops with Riverside and Troy. Girls game just a couple minutes out from getting going, and the boys contest will follow. So a double dip, Riverside and Troy here this evening. Again, Brandon and Trenton with you, and let's dive into the matchups here tonight as we get set for our girls contest. And let's start with the home team. This is Troy, under a veteran head coach in Derek Jasper, 26 years now at the helm. They improved on their win total last year by 4 compared to the year before. 2 years ago, they won just 5 games, but last year, 9-13, and they were 6-6 in TVL play. They finished in the top half of the TVL for the first time in 5 years. They did lose 4 starters and a lot of experience, but they do return Peyton Ingeman, who's a second-team All-League selection in the backcourt a year ago, can shoot it from the outside, can handle the ball, and is going to be asked to do a lot against a Riverside team that has one of the best players in the TVL in Taylor Weiser. I should say Big 7.
Yeah, Taylor Weiser is going to be the key to the game on both sides of the ball because she's 6'2", and you don't see that a lot in girls, especially in smaller school classifications. And she's been a double machine her first 2 years in high school. And, you know, the key for Troy is to slow her down, and can you score over her or score on other people on offensive side?
Peyton Ingeman, again, the star for the Troy Trojans here tonight, 5'3", senior guard. She signed for Division I softball at Central Arkansas. We had a softball game of hers earlier in the spring where she threw a no-hit perfect game against Onega. She faced 18 batters and struck out 18 batters. It was quite impressive. Central Arkansas getting a good one there. And we talk about Taylor Weiser, honorable mention All-State a year ago, every bit of 6'2", as you mentioned. She's only a junior, unanimous All-League selection a year ago in the Big 7. Basically the last 2 years since her freshman season, she's averaging a double-double, 14 points, 10 rebounds, expects some steals, expects some block shots. And again, you mentioned the game's going to really come down to her, and we even had a chance to catch up with Coach Jasper prior to this game, and we kind of just joked, you know, what are you going to do with Taylor Weiser? And he goes, well, we're going to, one, have to knock down some outside shots and just, you know, kind of hope we can body her up and just try to make things difficult for her.
Yeah, and he said they might run a little bit of zone to give him a little bit of a look, and I think we're going to do the anthem here.
Yeah, let's go ahead, step aside. We'll dive right back into it when we come back here on Kansaland Radio.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you the flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with HCC Online. Plus, Highland Community College offers a very affordable rate and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. Close to home, but far from debt. With a local choice, Highland Community College.
Are you a local business owner? Today, during the hustle of the holiday season, we say thank you. Hi, this is Linda Ross at Union State Bank of Horton. Thank you for the products and services that help our local communities thrive during this season and all year long. From business checking and savings to cash management, loans and credit cards, Union State Bank is right there beside you to help. Learn more about our commercial banking options at mybankusb.com. Member FDIC.
After I drop the kids off, I have to run across town for a meeting, hit the gym during lunch. Jake has soccer tonight, and Emily has gymnastics? Oh, did I turn on the crock pot this morning?
With a never-ending to-do list, it's easy to forget something important, like setting up a life insurance plan with Shelter Insurance. Your local Shelter agent can show you how to create a safety net for your family. Shelter Life Insurance Company, Columbia, Missouri.
Call your local Shelter agents, Don Fate in Holton or Dan Lears in Hiawatha. The teams are in the locker room making their halftime adjustments. Is it time to make some adjustments to your tax preparation needs? If so, consider a member of the Optimized Tax Management Group. Our member firms provide year-round tax planning and availability to answer your questions. Visit Mike Tanking, Kay Onler, and Michelle Callison at Holton Tax Services in Holton, or Jacob Yingst and Courtney Brockoff at NEK Tax Services in Whiting. The Optimized Tax Management Group, providing the help you need when you need it.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
All right, right before we get to the starting lineups, our broadcast tonight presented by Rainbow Communications. You can find them online at rainbowtel.net, providing the most reliable internet services here in Northeast Kansas. Getting set for the girls contest here, Troy hosting Riverside. Let's dive into the starting lineups, and we'll start with the Lady Cyclones out of Riverside under first-year head coach Craig Burns. 10 wins, 12 losses a year ago. They'll go like this. In the backcourt, a 5'5 junior guard, it's Allie Studer. Also in the backcourt, a 5'4 junior, it's Abby O'Grady. Cadence Brune, a 5'5 senior, also in the backcourt. Now in the frontcourt, it starts with Taylor Weiser, the 6'2 junior. Unanimous All-League selection in the Big 7 a year ago. And will anchor the middle. Also down low, Sophie Jewell is a 5'10 junior. So again, for the Cyclones, it is Studer, O'Grady, Brune, Weiser, and Jewell. For Troy, head coach Derek Jasper, 26-year, 9 wins and 13 losses a year ago. They'll go like this. 5'7 freshman Harper Wettstein in the backcourt, along with Keely Jasper, who's a 5'4 senior. Allie Franken's a 5'5 sophomore. Kaylee Grable, a 5'8 senior. And then Peyton Ingeman, the 5'3 senior. D1 commit in softball at Central Arkansas. So again, for Derek Jasper and crew, Wettstein, Jasper, Franken, Grable, and Ingeman. All black uniforms for Riverside with their blue trim. All white uniforms for the Trojans in their blue and gray trim. Again, Weiser is going to be the key tonight. Troy is not a very big team. They don't have a lot of length. They are very heavy guard-oriented. And you can see, again, every bit of 6'2 is Taylor Weiser. It's going to be interesting to see what happens.
She towers over some of the referees here on hand tonight, too. So, I mean,
she's taller than both referees on the floor.
I mean, can Haley Studer step up also? Because you can't just rely on Weiser. She's another key for this Riverside team, the fellow junior.
Well, here we go. The basketball season is underway. Weiser wins the tip. And from right to left here in the first quarter, Riverside with the basketball first with Hallie Studer, the 5'5 junior. They find Weiser in the corner. She tries a three, and she buries it. 6'2 and can do it all as Weiser cans a triple and Riverside out to an early 3-0 lead. Here's Troy with their first possession of the night, facing tough man-to-man defense. Wettstein, the freshman, hands it off to Ingeman on the right wing. Wettstein back in the corner, now works it top of the key. They swing the basketball left side to Jasper. Jasper now working to the left side, gets it on the wing. Ingeman on a curl. They do a little three-man weave action here. Now Jasper is going to back things out here, get the call, and we'll reset with Wettstein up top. Right side pass to Ingeman on the wing, has the dribble, now using it off a ball screen, picks it up top of the key, sends it to Wettstein in the left corner, who curls to the free throw line. Now Ingeman ball fake, steps in, her shot is blocked, but a foul. A nice pump fake there by Ingeman, and the foul is committed. Our first tonight against Riverside, that one against Sophie Jewell. And this will put Peyton Ingeman at the free throw line to shoot two. And the first one rattles off no good. 10 points and 4 rebounds a year ago per game. Second team all league in the TVL. The lone returning starter, again, is Peyton Ingeman. Trying to go 1-for-2, she does. And a 3-1 Riverside lead after both teams handle their first possession for the game. Here's O'Grady right side. Weiser inside. She's quickly triple-teamed. Gets her own rebound, and she puts it up and in.
And that's going to be the key for Troy. Can you, even if she does miss, can you keep her off of the offensive glass and box her out? That time you didn't. First five go to Taylor Weiser for the Cyclones.
Allie Franken, the sophomore in the right corner. Top of the key to Wettstein. Now works it to the right wing. Kicks it into the corner here with the sophomore Allie Franken. Ball's reversed. It's Ingeman towards the top of the key. A little lazy on the dribble. Now Wettstein on the right wing. 90 seconds into our first game of the season. 5-1, Riverside out in front here at Troy. Wettstein will back things out. Left side high on the wing. It's Ingeman wanting a ball screen from Franken. Not much with it. Now it's Kaylee Grable with the basketball. Her first touch. It's knocked away by Studer. Wettstein for three, and it's good. Harper Wettstein, the freshman on the board, and it's a one-point affair. 5-4 Riverside, 2 minutes in. And there's a quick steal. Riverside with a turnover. Here's a 3-on-2 break. A floating shot in transition is no good. Battle for the rebound collected there by Studer.
Yeah, Studer had a lazy pass turnover there, and we're going to get a ticky-tack foul on Wettstein here.
Well, Wettstein's going to pick up her first. Troy's first foul. Now both teams with a foul early on. 5-4, Riverside in front. 5:49 left here in the first period. And we have seen Weiser bury a three and also get an offensive rebound and an easy stick back. Now Jewell hits the floor at the free throw line, and it's another turnover. So back-to-back turnovers by Riverside. Now Troy a chance to take the lead for the first time. Here's Keely Jasper, top of the key, lost the handle. Now Wettstein high right. Wants a ball screen, not much with it. Now curls it back left side. Here's Frank into the free throw line. Kicks it right, it's Jasper. Top of the key, it goes to Wettstein. Wettstein waist high, dribbles with the right hand. Now into the right corner, it goes with Franken. And not quite 3 minutes in, Riverside up by one. It's 5-4. Weiser standing on the block inside. Finds its way into the left corner with Grable. Goes baseline, splits a double team. Shot is up, no good, and Weiser the rebound. 5 points, two rebounds early on here for Taylor Weiser. 3 minutes in, 5-4, Riverside up by one. Studer a drive, and the layup is good. Through some contact, and Hallie Studer, her first bucket, makes it 7-4, Cyclones.
Good take there by the junior. Nice little floater, gets it to fall, and sends your lead back out to three.
7-4 here early on, not quite to the halfway point of the first quarter. Double dip for you tonight as our basketball season is off and running here on Kansas Land Radio. Here's Ingeman left side, top of the key it goes. This is Wettstein. A little more shaded to her right, now works it more top of the key. Good matchup there, guarded by the junior Studer. Now Wettstein thought about a big three, now will ball fake. Now splits a defender with a little hesitation dribble. And Wettstein, the freshman now, matching Weiser with five. It's 7-6. Studer had it knocked away and out of bounds, and it's going to be a Riverside turnover. Last touch by Studer on the right wing. And chance now again for Troy to take the lead for the first time, down 7-6.
Yeah, just dribbled it off her foot there, trying to pick it up. The last dribble, and she just dribbled it off her foot. And two early turnovers for Studer.
5 points for Wettstein. She has the ball between the rings out high. Picks up the dribble, now looking for a long pass inside. And a lot of contact, no call. And a missed shot is grabbed by O'Grady on a rebound. Riverside up the floor with Studer. Had it knocked away and out of bounds. Last touch by Ingeman. So Riverside will keep the possession, leading 7-6. 3:46 left to go, first quarter. This will be Cadence Broom to throw it in. Weiser, top of the key for three. In and out, no good. That was halfway down and out. Rebound for Troy. Grable collects that one, and now Weiser comes away with a steal. Weiser, all 6'2 of her, lays it in with the right hand coast to coast. Make it 7 for Weiser here in the early going.
Yeah, that pass actually hit off the head of Grable trying to get it to Franken, but cutting across where the ball was, and unfortunately hits her in the head, and easy two going the other way for Taylor Weiser.
That was the first turnover by Troy. Here's Franken inside, kicks it to Wettstein left corner. Now she works it out of some trouble. Trouble guarded here heavily by Studer. Gets to the free throw line, a right side pass. It goes to Jasper. Jasper working now, gets it back to Ingeman high left. Now she dribbles to the free throw line, picks it up, now hands it off to Wettstein, who fires another deep three, and it's good. Harper Wettstein, a couple of triples, and now 8 points here in the first quarter. We're tied at 9. And now on the rebound, coming back the other way, a long deuce by Abby O'Grady. Makes it 11-9.
Yeah, you don't get back in transition defense, an easy jumper wide open for O'Grady. Got to get back after scoring a bucket.
Good start and good pace here by both of these teams in the first quarter. Good defense again by Studer, guarding the freshman Wettstein, who's off to a scorching start with 2 threes and 8 points. Just south of 2.5 minutes left here in the first quarter. Trojans with it, trailing 11-9. There's a lazy pass. It's taken away by Sophie Jewell in the backcourt, coast to coast, and the shot is blocked out of bounds. So Franken gives it up and is able to get the blocked shot. It'll stay Riverside basketball. We'll get our first subs of the game. As Ella Whistler, a freshman, is in for Riverside. And also in the game, first time here, is Jaya Pierce, the 5'9 senior for Troy. It's Broom to throw it in. Studer in the left corner now kicks it right side to O'Grady. Thought about a three. Studer reversing left side. Now a jump shot here is going to rattle in there for Cadence Broom, who's on the board. Her first bucket, 13-9, last four here by the Cyclones.
Yeah, and when we talked to Coach Jasper in the pregame, he said they might run a little bit of zone. There was zone under the basket there, and Riverside's able to capitalize and get an easy two.
Top of the key for Troy. It's Kaylee Grable. Now left side to Wettstein. Now they go inside to Pierce. Difficult shot through traffic is no good. But an offensive rebound is collected by Kaylee Grable. Now a three from the right wing by Franken is no good. Battle for the board collected. And now a steal underneath by Wettstein. Puts it up, but she's called for a walk.
Yeah, that was the Taylor Weiser effect right there, because she got the steal on Riverside trying to save, and she was right there, but Taylor Weiser, so she took one dribble and then shuffled her feet a little bit trying to go with the reverse. It went in, but shuffled the feet first for the travel.
Coming up on the final 90 seconds here in the first period. 13-9 Riverside. Troy back to man-to-man defense. Left side near turnover, and it is. It's taken away. Five turnovers here by Riverside. Ingeman slide steps a defender, lost the contact, and it's turned over. And now we get a foul as Studer was running up in transition. Not sure if that was a shot. Really by Ingeman there, just kind of lost the handle there.
We got Anna Fleet, the senior for Troy, just checked in after that last double, first foul, reaching in.
Fleet picks up the foul. A shot is missed. It's an air ball and a rebound collected by Troy. And now a turnover. Weiser has it, and she lays it in. 9 points and a couple of rebounds here early on for Taylor Weiser. And now here's Fleek on a long two. That one is no good. Battle for the rebound is taken away by O'Grady. So a good end of the quarter here for Riverside. They could play for the final shot if they so choose. 50 seconds and counting. It's 15-9. They lead it by six. They get it to the left elbow here with the freshman Whistler. Now Studer right side. O'Grady a corner three. This one too strong. Weiser the rebound. Make it 3-4. O'Grady now again along two. This one is good. Weiser the assist. O'Grady now with two buckets and 4 points. 17-9 Riverside, 28 seconds to go. Good into the quarter here by the Cyclones. Here's Fleek, left corner. One dribble, top of the key it goes to Pierce. Right side to Ingeman. 17 seconds left in the quarter. Ingeman still on the dribble, gets by O'Grady, gets inside. Shot is rejected by the freshman Whistler, and she grabs the rebound. 8 seconds here for Riverside and an 8-point lead. 5 seconds. Left side it goes. Brune, it's blocked, and it's going to trickle out of bounds with less than a second to go. And Troy will have the ball, but no time. As it's been a pretty quick-moving first quarter. Wettstein from deep. It's not going to count, and that's the end of the opening quarter. 8 minutes in, the Cyclones impressive in the first period. 17-9, they lead it here at Troy. And we're back in a moment here on Kansaland Radio.
For great food and great variety, visit the Pizza Bakery in downtown Horton. Get all your favorite pizzas, along with fresh salads, or try the fettuccine with Alfredo, or spaghetti with breadsticks. The Pizza Bakery even has a variety of wings, sandwiches, and wraps, plus dessert pizza. So plan your next meal at the Pizza Bakery in downtown Horton. They're open 7 days a week. For call-in, carry-out, or eat-in, 486-2602. The Pizza Bakery in downtown Horton appreciates your local support.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you the flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with HCC Online. Plus, Highland Community College offers a very affordable rate and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. Close to home, but far from debt. With a local choice, Highland Community College.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Brandon Tammet with you, Trenton Craxner, Colin Feldkamp. First period is in the books, and Riverside an 8-0 run to close the first. 17-9, they lead it here at Troy as the second quarter is off and running. Freshman Wettstein impressive here for Troy in the first quarter. She had 2 threes and 8 points. Ingeman has been quiet, just 1 point. On a 1-for-2 trip at the free throw line, Trojans having a little bit of issues here with ball control, but Wettstein has it top of the key. Ingeman on the wing on the right side. Now back top of the key, it's Jasper. Jasper waist-high dribbles with the right hand, crossing over with her left, standing top of the key, left side pass to Wettstein. 30 seconds into the second quarter, 17-9, Riverside by 8. Wettstein a drive, a kick, here's a three from the right corner. It is buried by Keeley Jasper. Her first bucket, it's Troy to within 5, it's 17-12. Going inside for Whistler, the freshman. It's knocked away and out of bounds and a turnover by Riverside.
Yeah, and that's six I got six early turnovers for Riverside. And a little bit sloppy with the ball, just passing in where it's heavily guarded, and just better decision-making could easily stop that.
And it's right, six turnovers early by Riverside, but they lead it by five early portions of the second quarter. Man-to-man defense by the Cyclones. Jasper just off that three is in some trouble at the top of the key, but gets it off to Wettstein, and now a whistle away from the ball. And Ingeman got tossed to the ground. I think a foul's going to be on Riverside. And they get Studer with the foul, her first. And just the second team foul. Sophie Jewell checks back in here for Riverside, taking the spot of Whistler. Ingeman from the sideline to throw it in. Wettstein has it between the rings out high. 17-12 start here for the Cyclones. It's Pierce at the top of the key, right side to Wettstein. Trying to find something inside, but they get it to Ingeman top of the key. Left side, here's Pierce. Had it knocked away and out of bounds, but last touch by Jewell underneath. The Trojans will keep it. 6:34 left to go. In the first half, they lead it by five. The freshman Wettstein to throw it in. They get Pierce on a curl. Layup good. Nicely done on the inbounds pass. And an easy two for Pierce makes it 17-14. First five here in the period going to the Trojans. They get it to Weiser at the free throw line. Kicks it right side. Corner three for O'Grady. Not there this time. Battle for the rebound brought down by Jewell. And then she is tied up quickly by Allie Franken. And the possession arrow will keep it here with Riverside.
Yeah, that was a good out-of-bounds play by Coach Jasper. Pierce sets the screen on the middle on Weiser and then goes to the far side. The opposite block and wide open, so good job by the screener to get open after that. Good play design.
6:15 to go, first half, 17-14. Riverside by three. Here's Weiser, a pull-up J. This one is short. She's fighting for her own rebound. She doesn't get there. And Ingeman collects that board for Troy. A three would tie the game, 17-14 here, early portions of the second quarter. There's a missed shot, and Weiser collecting that quick rebound. Four rebounds now for Taylor Weiser. She averaged 14-10 a year ago. O'Grady in the right corner, another three. This one is well too long. An offensive rebound by Duncan here, a freshman who's into the game for Riverside. They go inside to Jewell. She's quickly doubled, turns and fires on the block, nearly banks it in. And a rebound is ripped away by Ingeman, and they get her for a travel.
Yeah, two Troy players there were fighting over the ball and traveling. So had the chance, but two teammates fighting over it there.
Grable and Grable check in. You got the sophomore Gracie. And also Kaylee Grable, who's back in as well for the Trojans. Coming up on 5.5 minutes left to go here in the first half. 17-14, Riverside by three. Here's Studer, right side to Weiser. No hesitation on a three. Left this one way short. And it's out of bounds. And last touch by Franken. So Riverside will keep the possession. And still a three-point lead. Troy has not led in this game. They have it tied at nine prior to the end of the first quarter, but they have not been out in front. Here is Duncan, the freshman, to throw it in. Studer fires a left corner three. That one is no good. Once again, we're battling for the rebound and a tie-up. We'll get the possession back to Troy.
Yeah, the last two threes have not looked good for the Lady Cyclones. An air ball long, and then that one hit off high off the backboard. So they're open looks, but not nearly close to going in.
Wettstein, the freshman, across the timeline from left to right. Right side pass, it goes to Gracie Grable, the sophomore. Ingeman between the rings out high. Little hesitation. Still has the dribble. Now using it. Now they find Kaylee Grable inside, who's stuck on the block between two defenders, and she threw it away. It's a turnover. A steal by Studer up the floor. Weiser, the ball control, and she missed the layup. And now a turnover here by Troy. Weiser gets it back, and she's up and fouled, and she'll shoot two. So Weiser will go to the free throw line. First free throws tonight for Riverside. Fouls on Gracie Grable, her first. And team foul number three. Taylor Weiser, one of the best in the Big Seven, no doubt about it. And the free throw is good, gives her 10 points here in the first half. She also has four rebounds. And she averaged 14-10 basically her first 2 years, her freshman and sophomore seasons. First team all-league unanimous last year in the Big Seven, honorable mention All-State. She's got a pure shot at the free throw line. She buries both, and now with 11. And Weiser gets her first breather as Jewell is back in. 19-14, the Riverside lead is 5 here. First of two games tonight here in Troy. Here's Gracie Grable. High left using the dribble, guarded by Duncan. Now a right side pass to Wettstein on the wing. It's been the matchup here. Wettstein and Studer going back and forth with each other. Now Ingeman has it left side, fires it in the paint to Grable. Kicks it left corner. Three is good. Harper Wettstein again. Make it 11 points and three threes. It's a two-point game, 19-17. And this one is thrown into the backcourt. This is going to be a turnover by Riverside. The ebbs and flows we have seen early on.
Yeah, how about the performance from Harper Wettstein in her first career high school basketball game? You know, early 11 points and still 4 minutes to go in the first half. An impressive performance, especially shooting from downtown.
Well, that was the thing. There, Jasper kind of told us before the game tonight was, well, we got to hit some threes tonight, and they have certainly done that here in the first half with three alone from Harper Wettstein. 11 points to tie with Weiser for the respective team leads here early. 19-17, Riverside by two. Here's a three for the lead by Troy. That one is no good by Grable, and a rebound finally chased into the corner. It's collected by Jewell. Here's Studer across the floor. Duncan, top of the key, right side pass to O'Grady, who has no hesitation on a three. No good. A whistle and a foul. If that's a foul on Troy, that is.
They're going to get Kaylee Grable, I believe, because a Riverside player fell down. She had the inside position. They're going to probably get her for pushing, which is more commonly people call it over the back, but Ingeman's going to come to the bench now too. So the two and Weiser back
Ingeman
in the game.
They got with that foul.
Oh wow, I thought they were going to get.
Well, that's where I was confused. And a beautiful inbounds pass and an easy two for Sophie Jewell. That's her first bucket. 21-17, Riverside back in front by four with 3.5 minutes to go in the first half. Gracie Grable has it. Right side pass to Fleek, and it's a turnover. It goes out of bounds. Troy did a pretty good job for the most part in the first quarter. Ingeman's going to come back in real quick and not rest too long. Also, Allie Franken is going to check back in as well.
Yeah, Weiser came back in for Riverside, so the two star players coming in the game did not get a long breather for either of them in a very tight battle here.
Well, Ingeman's been quiet as the Trojans, really with the freshman play of Wettstein, really what's keeping them in this game early. And there's a steal, a turnover by Riverside. Ingeman has it across the timeline. Nobody picks her up. She takes it all the way. A lot of contact, no call, and it's a turnover. Now Studer dribbles off her own foot. They get it inside, and another turnover by Troy. Both teams really an issue there trying to handle the rock, and now Riverside has it up four with under 3 minutes to play in the half. Here's Duncan high right for the Cyclones. Studer in the right corner. She fires a three that's too strong, and an offensive rebound on the backside collected by Brune. And now Duncan fires a three. That one's no good, and I think we're going to get an over and back call here against Riverside. It'll be a foul against Jewell, which will be her second foul. And team foul number three, as Carly Grable is going to check in for Kaylee Grable. Trojans have it back. 2.5 minutes to go in the first half. They trail Riverside 21-17. And a pretty entertaining first half. And the stars have been Wettstein for Troy, Weiser for Riverside. Here's Wettstein spinning in the paint. Fleek, a right wing three is good. Anna Fleek, a 5'2 senior on the board. And Troy's within one. It's 21-20. Weiser inside deep on the block. Layup, no good. Gets her own rebound. Puts that one back up and in. 13-5 here in the first half for Taylor Weiser. 23-20 Riverside. Troy slowing it down here with 2 minutes to play in the first half. Top of the key, it goes to Grable. Right side to Fleek, who just knocked in a three. Now Ingeman, who's been quiet, dribble drives, kicks it to Fleek. She'll try another three. She hit the floor with some contact. It's an air ball, and out of bounds it goes back to Riverside. Another sub. It'll be O'Grady back in here for Riverside, taking the spot of Brune. Cyclones lead it 23-20 here in the first half. Got a minute 45 left until we hit the halftime break. Every time Riverside has thrown a punch and has kind of separated themselves a little bit, Troy's been able to answer. Duncan top of the key. It's Studer. And we'll fire a three after a little bit of hesitation. That one's no good. Another rebound for Weiser. Now she steps out and fires a three that's too long. And Fleek, the backside rebound for Troy. Trojans have a minute 20 to work with, down three. Here is Weststein in Garnemeyer Studer. Top of the key, left side pass to Fleek. Works it right side, hands it off to Ingeman at the free throw line, and she is bumped and fouled. They will get the foul on O'Grady. That is her first. And team foul number four. Pretty clean half, just four fouls apiece by both of these teams. Gotta like it when you got 15 fouls in the first 4 minutes of the JV boys game prior. We have only seen eight fouls here in the first half, and there's an easy layup that's missed inside by Allie Frank, and they set it up beautifully for her. And here is Riverside with a minute to go. Here is Duncan for three. That one is no good. Rebound for Studer. She lost the handle and a turnover. And now a travel is going to be called against Carly Grable and another turnover by Troy.
Yeah, Allie Frankin just smoked that layup. I mean, another beautiful inbound play designed by Coach Jasper. And she was wide open, just threw it over the back of the rim. And unfortunately, because that would have cut the lead to one, but you're still trailing by three, and Riverside has the ball.
They get it to Weiser here at the block, and she puts up a shot that's no good. Gets her own rebound, missing another one, and a battle for the board this time, and a whistle and a foul.
I think they're going to get Jewel here, and that's going to be her third. So she's like the second. She's 5'10", so she's got the next length of size to Weiser, and she's got three fouls now. She's not coming out of the game, so interesting decision.
Got to be careful here if you're Sophie Jewel. Three fouls here in the first half. 35 seconds and counting, first half. 23-20 is our score. Cyclones by three. Here's Weststein, a nice little spin move. Shot is too strong, and a rebound for O'Grady. Here's Riverside now, the final 23 seconds. They can play for the final shot, but O'Grady decides no and will fire a three. It's no good. Jewel could have maybe got over the back there, but she gets the rebound. Here's Duncan, a left wing three. That one is short. Weiser, the rebound too easy. 15 and another board for Taylor Weiser. 5 seconds to go for Troy. They trail by five. Weststein, top of the key, settles and fires. Might have been partially blocked, and that'll take us through the halftime break. Good, entertaining pace here in the first half. Riverside, a five-point lead at Troy. It's 25-20 here at the break. Our halftime show presented by Wilson Direct Motors and Tires, 7 miles west of Fulton on K-16. If you want the best, you got to get out of town. 110% price match guarantee, 7 miles west of Fulton on Highway 16. Our girls' game is at the half. Riverside 25, Troy 20. We're back in a moment here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Some tire shops give you a whole $5 off if you put their sticker in your back window. Guess that's their way of saying sorry for overcharging you. Now that's sticker shock. Get out of town to Wilson's Direct Motors and Tires, the place to really save on tires. And with Wilson's Direct Price Match Guarantee, they'll not only match the best price you find, they'll beat it by 10% or more. Get out of town and save at Wilson's Direct Motors and Tires, 7 miles west of Holton.
Wilson's Direct Motors and Tires, get out of town.
Wilson'sDirectTires.com.
Ag producers, we know you are always looking to the future. This is Jim Cole with GN Bank. We are asking, are you ready to improve your bottom line? Where others see stumbling blocks, we see the opportunity. We're not just interested in opening new accounts. We like and want to build relationships. At GM Bank, we have experienced lenders, exceptional service that makes us the best place to bank and borrow. Let's talk about how GM Bank can serve your needs now and in the future. GM Bank, member FDIC.
Deer and snow are nice to see, but not when you're behind the wheel. If winter strikes your vehicle, trust the fender mender in Everest. Lawrence and crew are the experienced professionals, perfect paint, and all auto body repairs. That's the fender mender in Everest, mending broken parts.
Dr. Andrew Euler with Euler Family Dental, located at 2401 Frederick Avenue in St. Joseph, is now accepting new patients. Practicing general dentistry, contact Euler Family Dental to schedule an appointment or follow Dr. Andrew Euler DDS on Facebook.
So, what's new at Peru State?
More opportunities.
With today's most in-demand career paths.
Like criminal justice,
education,
business administration,
and pre-med.
Plus new sports, clubs, and activities to enhance your four-year journey.
More flexibility in how you attend class.
On campus or online.
With no classes on Fridays and low tuition. Peru State is one of the lowest cost four-year degrees in the nation.
Peru State College. Schedule a tour at peru.edu/tour.
So, what else is new at Peru?
How about you?
KNZA.
halftime score, Riverside 25, Troy 20, as our high school basketball season is off and running here on the MSC Sports Radio Network. Brandon Tabman joined by Trenton Craxner. Colin Feldkamp is in studio. And, well, you know, pretty good pace in the first half. You know, two of these teams that below 500 a year ago and had some pieces coming back, but both lost a good portion of their players or good senior classes from a year ago. But we saw good pace. We saw good energy. We saw Taylor Weiser do it. Really, we kind of expected from her. Peyton Ingeman was quiet a couple of times in the first half. We felt like Riverside really could have stretched it out maybe to double figures. They had 6-7 point, 8 point leads a couple of times, but it seemed like every time Riverside tried to create that separation, Troy always had an answer and kept themselves in it.
Yeah, the defense, that, I mean, when it wasn't Taylor Weiser scoring, she has 15 of the 25. There was a lot of 3 point shots from the Riverside, and not a lot of them were falling. That's what the. On the opposite end of things, the three ball is what's kept Troy in. Wetstein's hit three, Fleek's hit one, Jasper's hit one. You hit five threes for 20 of your points, and that's going to keep you in any ball game. But you got to get Peyton Ingeman going. I think she maybe attempted three shots in that first half, and she only has 1 point going, one or two at the free throw line. But if that's going to be your star player, your two-time all-TVL player, you got to get her going in the second half, get her some more looks.
See if she gets a little bit more aggressive. And defensively, I thought the backcourt for Riverside did a pretty good job handling the guards of Troy. But let's kind of dive into the first half numbers here. Again, Riverside leading by five at 25-20. And for Riverside, again, Taylor Weiser, 15 points and 8 rebounds. She is on pace for roughly 30-16, if you want to put that out two more quarters. But Weiser, a heck of a first half, 15 points and 8 rebounds to lead the way for Riverside. And then after that, you got 4 points from Abby O'Grady, two apiece from Hallie Studer, Cadence Bruhn, and also Sophie Jewell. Individually for Troy, 11 points and 3 threes for the 5'7 freshman, Harper Wetstein, a very good first half in her first game at the varsity level. And then after that, Anna Fleek, Keely Jasper, both hit some threes. 3 points apiece for them, also two from Jaya Pierce, and one from Peyton Ingeman, as Trenton mentioned, someone that's really needs to get going in the second half if you want to get Troy back in this game. The leading scorer from a year ago, Peyton Ingeman, just 1-for-2 at the free throw line in the first half. There was only, I believe, 8 or 9 total fouls in the first half. The rebounding advantage for Riverside is pretty substantial, 21-8 on the rebounding aspect for Riverside. Both teams shot 2 free throws, Riverside 2-for-2. Trojans were 1-for-2, and both teams turned it over 9 times. Our stats are brought to you by the Optimized Tax Management Group, providing the help you need when you need it. Visit member firms Holton Tax Services in Holton with Mike Tankin, Kay Amler, Michelle Callison, or NEK Tax Services in Whiting with Jacob Yinks and Courtney Brockhoff. Again, our stats tonight brought to you by the Optimized Tax Management Group. Riverside 25-20 at the half. We'll take another 3-minute timeout. We'll come back and get you set for the second half of our girls' game in just a little bit. Keep it locked here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
At Rainbow, we understand that connections are important. You can count on Rainbow for consistent, reliable services that deliver innovative, essential connections to improve your life. With the number of connected devices in your home increasing, so should your internet speed. Visit Rainbow's online interactive broadband calculator at rainbowtel.net to find the best internet plan for your household.
Attention all you deer hunters, Anderson Meats in Troy can process your whole deer carcass this fall. Let Anderson Meats get the processing done for you conveniently and economically. And remember, Anderson Meats stock Twisted Oaks, Deer Mineral, and Attractants. That's Anderson Meats in Troy, accepting your whole carcass deer this fall. Call them at 785-985-2292 or see them at 1187 Last Chance Road in Troy. Curtis and Janelle appreciate your business at Anderson Meats in Troy, 785-985-2292.
The Moreland James Bank and Trust Company was established in 1871 and is the oldest state-chartered bank in Kansas. The M&J Banks are a branch of the Bank of Blue Valley, offering commercial, business, and personal banking while allowing you to manage your finances around the clock with anytime banking featuring online and mobile options. The Moreland James Bank and Trust Company. Stop by branch locations in Hiawatha, Sabetha, or log on to mjbtrc.com. Member FDIC.
The team at Harmon Rohde Funeral Homes is always on your side. They recommend having a good game plan and are happy to discuss pre-arrangement services. Harmon Rohde Funeral Home in Troy and Wathena, a tradition in quality service.
Euler Law Office in Troy is proud to support area schools and athletes. Joel Euler is your local attorney for all your legal needs. Contact Joel Euler at Euler Law Office for honest, dependable, and accountable general practice. 785-985-4000, Euler Law Office on Main Street in Troy.
Farmers State Bank in Wathena has proudly served the area for more than 110 years. As your friendly hometown bank, they look ahead to serving you far into the future. Online banking now available at www.ffbwathena.com. Farmer State Bank in Wathena, member FDIC.
Deer and snow are nice to see, but not when you're behind the wheel. If winter strikes your vehicle, trust the fender mender in Everest. Lawrence and crew are the experienced professionals. Perfect paint and all auto body repairs. That's the fender mender in Everest, mending broken parts.
KNZA.
Getting ready to start the second half between Riverside and Troy. Our first of two tonight. The girls game right now at the half, 25-20. Riverside by five. And our halftime coverage again brought to you by Wilson Direct Motors and Tires. Brandon Trenton with you is just a moment, or just a quick moment away from the second half getting underway. You see adjustments on either side. Again, for Troy specifically, I mean, what do you kind of think is a much need here in the second half?
Well, if you score, you got to get back in transition because a couple of times, at least two times, they've got a bucket, and then Riverside goes right down the court. One time they threw it in the wiser. She had it post up and a layup. And I think another time they hit either a long two or a three. I can't remember which one it was. But, you know, you got to get back. If you score, you can't be celebrating down there for too long. You got to hustle back because they're going to be throwing that ball to wiser, and you already know, boom, two more points from her. And for Riverside, I mean, they shut down Westside. She had a really good first quarter, but she only had that 1-3 in the second quarter. But keep containing Payne Ingeman. Haley Steer's done a great job guarding her and trying to get another scoring option going other than Taylor Weiser. She has 60% of your points in that first half.
Game tonight presented by Rainbow Communications. You can find them online at rainbowtel.net, providing the most internet services, or correction, the most reliable internet services here in Northeast Kansas. Again, Rainbow Communications. Looks like both teams are going to ride with the starters here to begin the third quarter. Riverside jumped out to a 17-9 lead after the first quarter. They closed that period on an 8-0 run after it was tied 9-9. And then Troy able to hold down Riverside a little bit better in the second quarter. Trojans actually outscored the Cyclones 11-8. Again, 11 points for Harper Wettstein to lead the Trojans. 15 points, 8 rebounds for Weiser. A 25-20 game as now we get set to start the third quarter. Riverside will go left to right. They'll have the ball to start the second half. It'll be Jewell to throw it in. Studer has it, and we're off and running. Studer, a quick pass left side. They get it to Weiser. Looking for Weiser at the free throw line. Had it knocked away. Jewell hits the floor. We're going to get a jump ball here. 10 seconds in, and that's a turnover for Riverside as Trojans get a good stop. 10 seconds in.
Yeah, just trying to quickly get in there in the middle of that zone to use Weiser at the free throw line, which they have a couple times, but Wettstein did a nice job with the interception leading to the jump ball, getting the ball going the other way.
Here is Wettstein again. 11 points and three threes in the first half. The freshman leading the charge offensively for the Trojans. Now Ingeman has it right wing, guarded by O'Grady. Back to the top it goes with Wettstein. Wants a ball screen from Ingeman. Turns away from it. Now gets caught in a double team. Ingeman has it at the top of the key. Rips a pass left side to Jasper, and she lost the handle, and it goes out of bounds.
Yeah, threw that one a little too hot. The D1 softball player wound it up the fastball that time, and teammate couldn't handle it. Two turnovers start the half, kind of how we started the game.
Each team, an early turnover. They're looking for Weiser inside and jumping in front and taking it away is Kaylee Grable. Another turnover by Riverside. Here's Wettstein all the way up the floor. Throws up a wild shot. It's an air ball. Saved underneath, and Troy is able to get it back. Now they look inside for Grable. Shot is up, and a whistle, and I think we get a foul on Riverside. They're looking at Weiser.
Yeah, it's going to be her first, I think. And I'll start with the hustle of Allie Franken to save that. And you know, so it is Taylor Weiser that gets that first foul, but they all start with the hustle on Franken after that wild shot, saving it.
Just the first foul on Weiser, so okay in that department. Here's a pickpocket in the backcourt as Jewell comes away with a steal, and now a push is going to be on Jasper. A frustration foul there as Jewell.
Keep all of his choice spending on track? With the Union State Bank mobile app, of course. Hi, this is Rita of Union State Bank of Horton. Our mobile banking app can keep all of your holiday spending organized. Use the budget bubbles to see what you have spent or saved, to receive alerts about your account, and easily transfer money. Take the Union State Bank mobile banking app with you this season, either by sleigh or by car. Member FDIC.
KNZA.
A foul on Troy. That's going to be against Kaylee Grable. That's her first. Riverside at the free throw line with Jewel. She misses the first. Just 2 points, four rebounds in the first half for Jewel. At 6:48 left to go, third quarter, 25-20, and we get our first point here in the third quarter. Jewel knocks in the free throw. She has three. It's 26-20.
And Jewel had that steal just a moment ago, and she has three fouls. All those came in the first half and almost picked up her fourth. A little bit of contact, but they let that one go. But I was going to say, to my point, she's an aggressive player no matter her foul situation. She's going to play hard.
Troy with the basketball, sideline in front of their own bench. They get it to Ingeman in the backcourt. She'll cross the timeline from right to left. A left side pass on the wing. It goes to Wettstein. Now Franken in the corner. Up top it goes to Gracie Grable, who's back into the game. They go inside to Franken, kicks it out. It's Wettstein again. Thought about a three. Puts it on the dribble. Working past Studer. The layup is no good. Tipped towards the right corner and finally brought down by Jewel. Good defense by Studer. Jewel with the rebound. They cleared up the floor. They go inside to Weiser. She's quickly nearly triple team, nearly quadruple team. Now Jewel on a short J. Weiser the assist. And it's the second bucket for Jewel. She's got five, and the lead is eight for Riverside. 2 minutes into the third period, it's 28-20. They get it to Franken at the elbow. She dives. Her shot is no good, and a rebound on the backside by Brune. So Riverside ties their largest lead here in the first half. They get it to Jewel at the free throw line. Her shot is good. This might be a timeout, and it will be a 10-point lead for Riverside early in the third quarter, 30-20. They're out to a 5-0 start here in the third period. Our timeout's brought to you by Schlegel's Homegrown Popcorn of Whiting. It's time for a break, and you're looking for the perfect snack at the concession stand or in your own living room. Try Schlegel's. Many flavors of homegrown popcorn. It's the perfect timeout snack. We'll keep it right here, as it's 30-20 Riverside, and they're off to a good start here in the third quarter.
And it's all Sophie Jewel, who I talked about. She's the backup size. She's 5'10 behind Weiser. She's starting at that four spot, and she's now the one at the elbow. They've thrown it into her a couple times. She just turns around, knocks down the 15 first. She went 1-2 at the free throw line. The only problem for her is she's got three fouls, and she's playing aggressive, so she's got to kind of watch out a little bit. But so far it's been the Sophie Jewel quarter in this ballgame, and she's going to be big, and you get in that big seven, we talked about it a little bit. It's going to be a tough league, and you can't just rely on Weiser, and Sophie Jewel could be a big key to this team scoring the basketball.
Yeah, Jewel is a sophomore a year ago, 4.5 points per game and 3.5 rebounds a contest off the bench, and still good minutes, not in the starting five, but starting in her first game this year, and she's currently 7 points and 5 rebounds, and she's got all 5 here in the third quarter. And it's the lone 5 that's been scored here in the third quarter. It's a 10-point lead. Troy has the ball, but trailing by 10, 30-20. Ingeman has it, left side on the wing. Trojans working from right to left here in the third quarter. Right side to Wettstein for three. That's good. Harper Wettstein. How about 4 triples and 14 points for the freshman? 30-23, Riverside's lead trimmed to 7. There's O'Grady to Weiser in the right corner. Quickly closed out by Gracie Grable. She's cut off on the baseline. Kicks it back out. Now Jewel at the free throw line. Takes a pass. Now puts it left side. And a bucket deep in the left corner by Cadence Brune. And she has 4. 32-23. Some others getting involved here in the second half for Riverside. Wettstein nearly got away with a walk. Gets it left side. It is Jaya Pierce. Now it's bumped into the backcourt. Weiser trying to knock it away. And it's going to be Trojans ball, as Weiser nearly came away with the steal.
Yeah, if Weiser doesn't tip down the backcourt, we're in a backcourt violation, but she's trying to get a run out there. So lucky for Troy, they get a retained possession here.
32-23, the Riverside lead is 9 at 4:40 to go here in the third quarter. Weiser's been quiet here in the third quarter, still 15 points and 8 rebounds to her credit. Wettstein has it right side on the wing. They set it up for Ingeman top of the key, but a good close out there by O'Grady. She drives. Shot is up, no good, but a whistle and a foul. And Ingeman will shoot 2. with the second foul against Riverside in the third quarter. They get, I believe, Jewell, who now has four fouls. And the first free throw by Ingeman is good. And she's got two. Makes it 32-24. So Jewell has to come out, and in comes the freshman, Ella Whistler.
That's a lot bigger than you think, because Jewell's been very good this quarter for Riverside.
Second free throw good by Ingeman. She's got three, all from the charity stripe. Then it creeps Troy back to within seven at 32-25. Just under 4:20 to go here in the third quarter, and a steal by Troy. Another turnover for Riverside. Wettstein, a wild drive, throws up a difficult shot, tipped around a little bit. O'Grady has it and gets across the timeline. Right wing stops there, top of the key to Studer. Left side to Brune, who fires a three. This is well off, no good. Chasing a rebound into the corner, collected by Gracie Grable, and now a whistle and a foul. Yeah, Riverside.
Yeah, they're going to get Wiser. Trying to get a steal and catch him napping and get a lazy pass. That's going to be her second foul on the ball game. So
Troy just hanging around. Every time Riverside has kind of crept down a little bit farther in front, Troy has answered every punch, but they have yet to lead in this game. They're down 7, 32-25 with the ball, 3:50 and counting third quarter. Wettstein, again, 14 points and four threes to lead the offense for Troy. Here's a bump on the perimeter. It's going to be against O'Grady. That is her second, team foul number four. So from the side, Trojans will throw it in with Wettstein. Fleek, Ingeman, also Kaylee Grable and Jaya Pierce, the five Trojans on the floor currently. Fleek has it, right side on the wing. Top of the key, they set it up for Grable, left side to Wettstein. They want Pierce inside. Weiser's on her back, not much there. Now Ingeman chasing one down high right. Here's Kaylee Grable. Top of the key, it goes to Wettstein, guarded by Studer. Left side, it goes to Pierce. Pierce against Wiser, dribbles, and the shot is blocked. Wiser a rebound. Wiser up the floor to Studer. Layup in transition is good. Four for Studer. Her second bucket makes it 34-25. The Riverside lead back to nine on a nice defensive effort by Wiser. To the free throw line with Grable. Works from the left elbow to the right. Now Ingeman sets up for three and got the friendly bounce. Much needed there for Troy, and a three by Ingeman gives her six, and the deficit is six, 34-28. Now Studer a three, left it short, and a rebound collected by Wettstein. Trojans down six with the ball, 2:40 to go, third period. Wettstein, little out of control, and a shot is no good, a little bit too strong. Wiser now a double-double with her 10th rebound, and she had it knocked out of bounds. And it will stay with the Cyclones. Duncan back in here for Riverside. Also, Franken's going to check back in here for Troy. 2.5 minutes to go in this third quarter. 34-28. Riverside with the lead and the ball. Here's that zone we're seeing now for Troy. We've seen it a couple times in this game. They've switched it up. Now Duncan left corner. Open for three is good and got the touch to go. The freshman Duncan hitting her first shot. It is 37-28.
That was very similar to the shot that the three that we just saw Ingeman hit bounced off the front rim, soft rim, and goes in. So each team benefiting from a soft rim as Wettstein couldn't get the floor to go.
Yeah, drove in there a little too strong. O'Grady the rebound, give her five. And Riverside has dominated the glass here in this game. Wiser a right corner three, short. And Troy getting the rebound here with Wettstein. Wettstein wants to push. Now slows it up at the midcourt stripe. Right side pass to Ingeman. Ball fake, drive, kick to Wettstein. Sets and fires. That's a three. It's short. And we get a jump ball underneath. Possession arrow, giving it back to Riverside. Couple subs in for the Trojans. We'll see Carly Grable back in. Also, Keely Jasper will check in as well. 91 seconds left in this third quarter. 37-28. The Riverside lead is 9. And we're going to get a timeout here by Riverside as they brought it across the timeline. Studer, it's going to be a 30-second timeout, so we'll keep it right here. Minute 24 left to go third quarter. And Riverside leading 37-28. Troy has tied it a couple times early, but Riverside has led from the jump. Taylor Weiser now a double-double, 15 points and 10 rebounds. She has a couple fouls here in the quarter. Sophie Jewell, another key forward for the Cyclones with four fouls. She's been on the bench the last couple of minutes. And we've seen some other girls get involved here in the third quarter by Riverside. Studer has a bucket. We have seen Brune knock down a shot, even Duncan hitting a three. And before Jewell went out with the four fouls, she scored the first five in the quarter.
And that's the thing. When Troy goes into that zone, they have all three people on the bottom guarding Weiser. So when you get into the corners or the wings, Riverside has open looks from three. They just haven't been able to hit them at a proficient rate tonight. And, you know, that's kept the game in because they're shooting the long shots, but they're not getting it to go down.
All right, out of the timeout, Riverside with the ball in the half court, leading 37-28. And a turnover here. There was a little bit of bump by Jasper working against O'Grady, but she spins and steps on the sideline, and it's going to be a turnover by Riverside, make it 4 in the quarter and 13 in the game. 37-28, the 9-point lead for Riverside. Troy with the basketball with 65 seconds remaining here in the third. Ingeman for three, left corner, it's halfway down and out, no good, and a rebound cleared by Ella Whistler, the freshman for Riverside. Duncan, left wing, they let her open for three. This one is not there. Whistler, the rebound, no good. Weiser underneath, battling for it, and it's finally picked up by Franken. 45 seconds to go. Here's Jasper, a three. This one is too strong. Ingeman gets the rebound and is blocked by Whistler, but a foul is going to be called, and Ingeman will shoot two.
Yeah, it looked like a good block there by Whistler. She went up pretty much straight up, I thought, and Ingeman went into her, but the refs saw it differently. They're not even going to get her. They're going to get O'Grady, actually. So Whistler was clean, but they'll get Abby O'Grady for her third.
So three now for Abby O'Grady. Ingeman to the line. And she misses the first free throw. She is now 3 of 5 at the line. 6 points in the game, 3 rebounds. She's made one shot. Not a free throw. That was a three in this quarter. And the second is up and good. 7 points for Peyton Ingeman. And the lead is 8 for Riverside. Ball deflected out of bounds by Ingeman. Riverside will keep it. 33 seconds left to go. 37-29 is our score. See if the Cyclones want to play for the final shot. They get it inside. Whistler over the back is Franken. Spins on a double team, and the shot is up no good, and the freshman's going to shoot two.
There was a lot of contact there, and the ref finally called it, and Whistler's going to benefit from being strong to shoot two here.
Franken picks up the Fowler first. Team foul number 3 on the Trojans here late in the third period. 22 seconds left in this quarter. Free throw is up and short. As Kaylee Grable is going to check back in here for the Trojans, taking the spot of Franken, who just picked up that foul. Ella Whistler, a freshman, trying to get her first point tonight. And she misses both. Goes 0 for 2 and a rebound there for Wettstein. Now 18 seconds to go here for Troy. Left corner, Ingeman's open for 3. She got the kind touch again. Ingeman with 10, 7 seconds to go, 37-32 Riverside. Studer right side to Duncan, 3 seconds up top. Studer at the buzzer for 3, it's no good, and that's the end of the quarter. The Trojans get 9 points in the quarter by Peyton Ingeman, and we got a 5-point game going into the fourth. 37-32 Riverside, fourth quarter is coming your way next here on Kansaland Radio.
Grants Repair, just west of Wathena, is having their annual Black Friday sale, Wednesday through Saturday, the 23rd through 26th. Open 8 to 5 each day. Browning safes are on sale, plus factory rebates of an additional $300. Grants Repair has some Browning scratch and dent safes with even bigger discounts. More than 150 safes in stock and on display in many brands, sizes, and options. Browning safes are made in the USA with a lifetime warranty, and Grants Repair is an authorized dealer. Stop by on Highway 36, just west of Wathena, and follow Grants Repair on Facebook or visit GrantsRepair.net.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you the flexibility to complete one class,
Take transferable general education courses or earn a degree program with HCC Online. Plus, Highland Community College offers very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. Close to home, but far from debt. With a local choice, Highland Community College.
KNZA.
Fourth quarter coming up here in our girls' contest, and we got a good one. Riverside leading Troy 37-32. Both teams scoring 12 points in the fourth quarter, or excuse me, the third quarter. Now we're getting set here for the fourth quarter. Troy with it down five. We're underway. Here's Wettstein, left side. A pass to Keeley Jasper. Backs out top of the key. Now works it right with the dribble. Ingeman now with it on the wing. Back to Wettstein. Left side on the wing. Right side pass to Grable. Puts it on the dribble. Gets inside. Kicks it back into the right corner with Ingeman. Now Wettstein has it. 30 seconds into the fourth quarter. 37-32, Riverside by five. Here's Wettstein, who was quiet in the third quarter, but has 14 points and four threes. Wettstein still dribbling with Studer guarding. Working around the perimeter. A right side pass to Jasper. Now looking for it inside. It's tipped into the corner and a steal. Good job by Cadence Broon to force the turnover. 12 turnovers in the game here by Troy. Duncan steps back for three, and it's good. 6 points and a couple of threes for Duncan makes it 40-32. That's just under 7 minutes to go in the game. Big shot there for Riverside.
Yeah, and they've heated up from downtown this half, and they're going to get a steal here on the jump ball. Nice job by Studer.
Studer forcing another Troy turnover as Gracie Grable comes in for Keeley Jasper. Cyclones have it, leading 40-32 with 6:47 left to go in the game. And Weiser has not scored here in the second half, but has a double-double at 15 points and 10 rebounds. They go inside to Weiser. She turns, fires it. That's no good. Gets her own rebound, and she draws the foul. Right when I call her out, they get it to her quickly, missing a shot, gets her own rebound, and now we'll shoot two. As Troy wants to take a timeout, it is a full, so we will follow suit. That foul was on Kaylee Grable, her second. 6:35 left in the game, 40-32. Riverside by eight. Our timeout presented by Schlegel's Homegrown Popcorn of Whiting. We're back in a minute here on Kansaland Radio.
Hurry up, dude. The game's about to start.
Nothing beats spending the day watching the game with your buddies.
Dude, I'm literally right here. Let's do this.
Which is why a shelter insurance renter's policy is key to your winning game plan. It protects things your landlord's policy doesn't.
Dude, where's your TV?
What? Oh, no way, dude.
Like that flat-screen TV that just got stolen.
See your local shelter insurance agents, Don Fate in Holton or Dan Lears in Hiawatha, for a free insurance review. For great food and great variety, visit the Pizza Bakery in downtown Horton. Get all your favorite pizzas along with fresh salads, or try the fettuccine with Alfredo or spaghetti with breadsticks. The Pizza Bakery even has a variety of wings, sandwiches, and wraps, plus dessert pizza. So plan your next meal at the Pizza Bakery in downtown Horton. They're open 7 days a week. For call in, carry out, or eat in, 486-2602. The Pizza Bakery in downtown Horton appreciates your local support.
KNZA.
Out of the timeout, Weiser at the free throw line for Riverside. Too strong on the first, no good. That's her first miss at the line. She's now 2 of 3. 15 points and 11 rebounds for the 6'2 junior for the Cyclones. Her second free throw is up, and that one is pure. 16 points for Weiser. That's her first point here in the second half. 41-32. Cyclones by 9 with 6.5 minutes to go. Top of the key for Troy. It's Gracie Grable. Hands it off to Ingeman, working left. Hands it off to Wettstein there, who now goes back to the right side. A little three-man weave action with Grable and Wettstein and Ingeman. And now a turnover as Duncan comes away with a steal. Five turnovers in the second half by Troy. Ingeman nearly came away with a steal. Duncan has it left wing. Spins away. Top of the key to Studer, who fires a deep three. That one is no good. And a rebound for Troy. Grable has it. And Weiser trying to get a steal, finally able to get it away, and Wettstein has it for Troy up the floor. into the right corner with Kaylee Grable. Wettstein on a cut, turns, fires over Studer and hits. 16 for the freshman, Harper Wettstein, keeping Troy in it. They're down 7. Here's a quick 3 that's no good, and Ingeman a quick clear and a rebound for her. 5.5 minutes to go. Troy with it, down 7, 41-34. Now Ingeman a drive, and she'll lay it in with some contact. 12 for Ingeman, 11 in the second half. It's 41-36.
And those back-to-back layups there by Wettstein and Ingeman are huge because it cuts the lead back down to 5 with 5 to go. So you're in striking distance here.
They want to get it to Weiser inside. She has to bump out into the corner. She gets it there. Now gets it off to Whistler, the freshman. Top of the key. Now Weiser has it. Puts it on the dribble. Baseline right. Hit the floor. Somehow kept it alive. Now a long 2 is on the way. No good. Whistler the rebound. Keeping it alive for Riverside. Another shot is up. No good. And a rebound for Ingeman. And now Ingeman has to try to throw it off a defender. And she is able to save the possession. Throws it off Studer. Couple subs in. Pierce is back in for Troy. O'Grady's going to check in here for Riverside. Down to 4:46 left in this game. 41-36. The Riverside lead is 5. And Troy with the basketball. Here is Wettstein up the floor. Right side pass to Ingeman on the wing. We'll see Wettstein through. Now they dump it inside. It's Grable on the block. And Studer coming away with a steal. Studer wants to go coast to coast, and she missed the layup but drew the foul.
Good job by Studer there to get a deflection on the defense, then using her speed get coast to coast and force the second foul on Peyton Ingeman to shoot 2 here, and you can bump your lead back out. You got to start hitting free throws if you're Riverside. You don't want to leave points on the board when you've been leading all game.
So Studer at the line. The free throw is good. She's got 5. She's been pretty quiet here tonight. Makes it 42-36. Cyclones by 6. Franken back into the game for Troy. Studer's second free throw is up and good. And she's got 6. 43-36 Riverside as we're coming up on 4:20 left in this game. And the Trojans have one more push in them. Wettstein into the right corner. It goes to Franken. Dribbles to the wing. Up top it goes to Gracie Grable. Now Wettstein left wing. They get it inside. Franken, good, and the foul. Whistler the foul, her second, and an and one for the sophomore, Allie Franken.
Yeah, what they did there was they set a back screen, and Franken came from the opposite side wing, got a back screen, came, and Whistler was a little bit late, and she got the foul, and looks like she might have got hit in the mouth a little bit. They're going to force her to come out. She might have got hit in the mouth when Franken went up. It might be a bloody lip or a bloody nose, but I think it was just contact. And Sophie Jewell does have 4 fouls, but with 4 minutes to go, you're probably going to run that risk right now. She does come back, but that was a huge play there by Franken.
So it gets Troy to within 5. A free throw pending here. 43-38 with 4:10 to go. Franken, that's her first basket tonight, and she connects on the free throw to capitalize on the three-point play. 43-39. Troy's within 4. Studer, right side, O'Grady for 3. It's good. A monster 3 for Abby O'Grady. She's got 7, the lead back to 7 at 46-39, past the halfway point here in the fourth. And another timeout here for Derek Jasper. Troy's going to take one. It's a 30. We'll keep it right here. Timeout's brought to you by Schlegel's Homegrown Popcorn of Whiting. Well, Taylor Weiser has been quiet here in the second half, but other players are getting involved for Riverside to help keep this lead out. Studer with 4 here in the second half. O'Grady just knocked down a big 3. Jewell had the first 5 of the third quarter. Duncan, who's played a little bit, has a couple of 3s and 6 points. So, again, Riverside getting a little bit more from just Weiser. Here in the second half, they're able to kind of keep this lead at arm's length. It's still 7, just under 4 to go. But Riverside getting some play for some other girls here in the second half.
Yeah, and that's what you got to do. You don't have to have another couple of players be stars like Weiser. Just have a good supporting cast that's going to chip in 6 or 7 each night. And that's what's happened in the second half. Weiser at just a couple points, and they've chipped in a cast of them, Studer and Duncan and all of them. They've chipped in their little piece, and you have a 7-point lead and see if you can finish it here.
Wettstein, 16 to lead Troy. Ingeman has 12. Those two have 28 of the 39 for Troy. Here's a whistle and a foul underneath, and that will put The Trojans at the free
throw
line.
And that's going to foul out Sophie Jewell.
And Jewell, who just came back in with four fouls, is going to foul out of the game.
She was chasing there, and it's going to be Bruin coming back in. She was kind of chasing. She kind of got a little bit of a bump from behind. There was a couple people there, but the ref said it was her that got the foul. So that's a big loss for Riverside. She had a real good second half scoring the ball.
7 points and five rebounds for Sophie Jewell. She is out of the game. She fouls out with 3:42 left. It puts Franken at the line for a 1-1, and she gets the first. So she'll shoot a second. The sophomore now with four and a couple of rebounds. 46-40. The Cyclones lead by six. 3:42 left. Franken will shoot one more free throw. The lefty fires, and it's too strong, and a rebound collected by Riverside as Bruin able to get that one. Now Studer up the floor, bouncing it to O'Grady in the right corner. Comes out of some trouble, double team set, and reverse the basketball. Now Weiser too deep in the post, and an easy layup. Good pass. That was nicely done by Bruin to find Weiser inside, makes it 48-40. 18 in the game for Weiser. Here's Wettstein for three. It's too strong, and Weiser another rebound.
And if you're Riverside, you don't need to push. Run some clock here. You don't need to put up a quick shot. Make them come out and play defense, maybe even foul you here. They got that's just a bad pass.
So at the top of the key, it was O'Grady, and Duncan and Bruin were on the left side, and she threw it between them out of bounds. 5 second half turnovers. Riverside and stoppage of play. Something was on the floor, so the official clearing that up. We got 2:58 left in this game. Troy will have the ball. They're down eight. It's 48-40. 18 points for Taylor Weiser to lead the Cyclones. Here's Wettstein, who leads Troy with 16 and four threes, and she is bumped and fouled on the perimeter. She will shoot free throws now. That's on O'Grady. That's her fourth.
Yeah, and that's the 18 foul, so going to get a 1-1 here. Ingman's been pretty good from the line. She's 3-5 so far.
Ingman, 12 points. Make it 13. She hits the first. She had 1 point at halftime. Now has 13 in the game, so make it 14. So she has been very stout in the second half, helping Troy keep this one afloat. 48-42, Cyclones with the ball, 2:45 to go. They go inside to Weiser. She's quickly triple-teamed on the block. Now finds Duncan, short corner left. Top of the key to Studer for a long two, and nails by Hallie Studer. A big two-point shot makes it 50-42 with under 2.5 minutes to play. Here's Ingeman working around the arc from left to right. Stops on the right side, kicks it to Wettstein. Into the corner it goes. It's Grable. Back to Wettstein. Trojans taking their time, but soon it's going to be under 2 minutes here. They're down eight. There's a little bit of a penetration there, and a shot is good by Wettstein, who now has 18, and a timeout for head coach Derek Jasper and Troy. It is a 30, so we'll keep it right here. Again, our timeout's brought to you by Schlegel's Homegrown Popcorn of Whiting. So all game long, we felt like there's been times that Riverside's had a chance to really kind of create some separation. But every time they've had that chance, Trojans have had some big shots, they've made some plays, and they've kept themselves in the game from the jump.
Yeah, and Riverside's done a good job because every single time Troy gets in with three or four, they get it back to about eight or nine, they push it back out to an arm's length. So they've been doing a nice job of playing keep away in a sense. You know, they haven't played the best, but they've shot the ball better this half from the outside, and that's definitely helped them extend their lead. I don't think they've got it above 10 all game, but like I said, every time that Troy gets within two or three, they push it right back out to seven or eight. So let's see if they can hold these last 2:02. Need a big offensive possession here, whether they run clock or they're able to get a bucket. Earlier they rotated the ball around side to side and got an easy layup for Weiser. Let's see if they do that here.
So the Trojans out of the timeout, going to show pressure in the full court. Riverside has the ball. They have to work the full length of the floor, and it's taken away and a steal, and I think they're going to get a jump ball. It was Gracie Grable who snuck in there to get that steal. But
it's going to stay with Troy, though. They do have the arrow. Although you don't get the fast break point there, you do get the ball still.
So 2:01 left. Troy gets it back. They're down six, 50-44. Wettstein trying to throw it in. They set it up. Ingeman, right wing three. It's on the way. This one no good, and a rebound for Weiser. Weiser, look at her dribble up the floor, all 6'2 of her, and then hands it off to Duncan. Up top it goes to Studer. Under 2 minutes to go. Bouncing it to O'Grady in the corner. Back up top to Studer. First-year head coach Craig Burns for Riverside saying, hey, let's slow it down. Down to a minute 40 left, a six-point lead. Up top to Weiser. Turns to the right. O'Grady has it. Good ball movement here. Now I think they're going to change up the defense, and now I think Troy wants to foul. They get it to Duncan in the corner, and there is the foul on Ingeman, her third. That is the last foul to give for Troy. It's their sixth.
Yeah, and Riverside just wasted a bunch of clock there playing keep away, and Troy just needs to foul here and rely on them missing some free throws. They're just going to do what they just did and play keep away there.
Studer gets it into the corner with O'Grady. Right side, dribbles out of some trouble, guarded heavily by Wettstein and Ingeman. Finds Weiser in the corner. She wants to drive baseline, and there's the foul. And Weiser now will shoot a 1-1. 1:16 left on the clock, 50-44 Riverside.
Wettstein's going to pick up her second there, and Weiser is going to shoot two, or the 1-1 here. She's 1-2 from the line, but a big front end of a 1-1 here.
Weiser 3 out of 4 from the line in the game. Make it 4 out of 5. Big free throw there. She's got 19 in the game. A definite double-double and a good start for her junior campaign. Trying to keep Riverside in front and hold on for this win. Second free throw is no good. Rebound for Troy. So a 1-for-2 trip there. And Troy now down to just 65 seconds left. They're down 7. Pass deflected. They get it inside, and a layup is no good. Missed. A rebound for Wettstein, and she puts it up and in. And now Wettstein quietly with 20 points in this game and a timeout for Troy.
And this is going to be their last timeout, but, you know, you're trailing by a 5 here, and you're, like I said, you're going to have to rely on some missed free throws here, some missed front end of 1-on-1s from Riverside. Your Riverside, you probably want to get the ball to Studer. Both of her free throws earlier looked pretty pure.
13 rebounds for Weiser tonight to go along with 19 points. 51-46. The Riverside lead is 5. Troy, led by Harper Wettstein, the freshman, impressive showing in her debut. 20 points, 4 threes. And Peyton Ingeman has come alive here in the second half. 13 of her 14 here in the final two quarters.
Yeah, and Ingeman's been the one that kept him in the second half. Wettstein had the big first half, but it's been more or less Ingeman this half, and you know, but Ingeman's got 3 fouls, so you don't want her to foul because that's been your best player this half, shooting the ball. She's hit a couple of threes.
Done her damage at the free throw line as well. Full court pressure here out of the timeout for Troy. Riverside gets it into Studer, gets by Franken, up the floor near side, stops on the right wing, working around a double team. Under 50 seconds to go, clock still moving. Weiser has it now on the right wing, bouncing it back to Studer. 43 seconds to go, and there's the foul. Kaylee Grable will pick up this foul, her third. And Studer's going to shoot a 1-1. It's the 8th team foul. Both teams now with 8 fouls in the second half. Big free throws coming up here for Studer. It's a 1-1. She has 8 points tonight. And she missed the free throw. And the rebound for Franken. It's a 5-point game with 38 seconds to go. And the Trojans get a bucket. 33 seconds. Ingeman left side to Wettstein. Closed out by Studer. Now under 30 seconds to go. Looking inside. Weiser with the cutoff. Now Wettstein, a deep three. It's no good. And saved underneath by Riverside. And now we get a whistle and a jump ball. And the possession's going to give it back to Riverside.
Yeah, Bruin's the one that went to say that, but I think on the air ball, she might have deflected, so she wasn't going to leave it off to chance, and they get the arrow.
They get it into Duncan with 20 seconds left, breaks a couple defenders, gets it up the floor to Weiser. They got a foul, and they're not fouling, and finally, no call here by the official, and finally, there's a foul. Troy was not very aggressive in those foul attempts, and the officials were not calling it.
No, they're just kind of putting their hands on him and letting go. So not a lot of physicality there in the attempted on the intentional foul. But Weiser
chance to really put it away here.
Miss the front end of the 1-1, but no one boxed out Bruin, and But they're lucky to get the rebound, but I think they're going to run out of time here.
6 seconds to go, and a turnover by Troy. They throw it away, and that's certainly going to wrap this one up.
Yeah,
a five-point lead with 6 seconds to go. And they get it into Studer in the backcourt, and they will foul with 4 seconds to go, and that's, again, essentially going to do it as the Cyclones are going to hold on here. 51-46 is their lead with 4 seconds left, and Studer is going to shoot two. It's the 10th foul. Studer again, 8 points. He is 2 for 3 at the line tonight. Couple of rebounds. And the Cyclones, an impressive road win here to start, as Studer's going to miss the free throw attempts. We had just 4 combined free throws in the first half, 2 by each team, and we certainly shot a lot more free throws here in the second half. And the second free throw is up and good by Studer. 9 points for her tonight. 52-46. The final couple seconds run off. Ingeman a late three. It's no good, and that'll do it. And the road team wins the first game tonight as the Riverside girls defeat Troy 52-46. We'll break it all down when we come back on our Be Outdoors Real Estate post-game show. That's coming up next here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Over? Did you say over? Nothing is over until we decide it is.
Hey, this is Ryan Limpool.
And this is Chris Seymour.
Stick around after the break
for the Be Outdoors Real Estate post-game show on 103.9 KNZA Hiawatha.
You already know us as the best place to bank, but GN Bank is also the best place to borrow. From buying a home to personal and small business loans, whether agricultural operating lines, land loans, or large commercial projects, we put your needs at the center of what we do. We're customer-centered. That's just one part of our four-pillar pledge to you. GN Bank, the best place to bank and borrow. GN Bank in Hiawatha, Holton, Horton, and Wetmore. Come see us and let us give you our best. GN-Bank.com. Equal housing lender.
Deer and snow are nice to see, but not when you're behind the wheel. If winter strikes your vehicle, trust the fender mender in Everest. Lawrence and crew are the experienced professionals. Perfect paint and all auto body repairs. That's the fender mender in Everest. Mending broken parts.
Dr. Andrew Euler with Euler Family Dental, located at 2401 Frederick Avenue in St. Joseph, is now accepting new patients. Practicing general dentistry, contact Euler Family Dental to schedule an appointment or follow Dr. Andrew Euler DDS on Facebook.
Wouldn't it be nice to find a bank with all the services the big banks offer, but with personal service of a small town bank? You have found it at Citizens State Bank in Hiawatha. We pride ourselves in providing personal banking and also have modern technology needed in today's world. You are not just another customer to us. You are our neighbors and friends. If you are looking for that in a bank, please come see us. We would be happy to sit down with you and discuss your banking needs. Citizens State Bank and Trust Company in Hiawatha. Member FDIC.
103.9 FM KNZA.
Post-game show brought to you by Be Outdoors Real Estate. Buying or selling, use the best in the business for recreational, residential, and agricultural real estate. First of 2 games in the books. Girls' contest is final. Riverside on the road defeating Troy by a final score of 52-46. So a good start for the Cyclones here in 22-23. Colin Fellkamp in studio, Brandon Tabb and Trenton Kraxner with you as we are in between games now. And let's kind of recap our first one that we saw tonight. Riverside jumped out to a 17-9 first quarter lead. They led it by 5 at the half, 25-20. Both teams scored 12 in the third. It was 37-32 going into the fourth quarter. And Troy certainly had opportunities within two or three multiple times in the fourth quarter, but Riverside had an answer every single time, able to hold on for the win, again 52-46. Troy, 17 turnovers. They were 8 of 11 at the line and had 22 rebounds. Riverside had 15 turnovers tonight, but had 34 rebounds, so they were plus 12 in the rebound margin tonight, and they were 8 out of 16 at the free throw line. Top performers here for Troy, the freshman Harper Wettstein hit 4 threes tonight, had 20 points in her debut. Heck of a job by Harper Wettstein in her first game at the varsity level. Peyton Ingeman, a slow first half, but had 14 points and 5 rebounds. So Wettstein with 20, Ingeman with 14 in the loss for Troy. Riverside again led by Taylor Weiser, 19 points and 13 rebounds. A little bit quiet in the second half, but she had her teammates step up and make some shots when it mattered. Allie Studer finishing 9 points and a couple of rebounds. 7 apiece by Sophie Jewell and Abby O'Grady. Also, Nyla Duncan with 6 points on a couple of threes. Cadence Brune finishing 4 points and 3 rebounds. Taylor Weiser, you know what you're going to get out of her. She's a walking double-double. Second half, though, the Cyclones got a little bit more balance. Some other girls getting involved. And every time Troy kind of threw that punch, Riverside had to counter right back.
Yeah, and Studer had 9, O'Grady 7, Brune 4, Duncan 6, and Jewel 7, and she fouled out, so she had limited minutes in that second half, but that's a supporting cast. You know, you put up 52 points tonight. That's going to win you a lot of games in girls' basketball at the high school level, you know, and Weiser only had 19, like you said, quite a second half, so as long as your supporting cast is chipping in 5 or 6 per person, you know, you're going to be a lot of successful in the Big 7, but for Troy, you got to get someone else other than Wettstein and Ingeman to be able to score the basketball, you know. Wettstein had the hot first half. Ingeman kind of carried him through the second half, but you didn't have any other scoring. You had 3, 3, 4, 2 across 4 different players, but you got it's about supporting cast. You're going to have your best player, but what happens when your best player gets shut down? That's when your supporting cast has to step up, and that's going to win you games at the high school level.
Cyclones win it in the first game tonight. Riverside.